Okay, so doing the Ron. So the Ron is now, remember there are different ways to learn, if you recall, to learn this machlokas. So let's learn this whole flow of our Gemara. Right? About if you wash by accident and then you can't make Kiddush, is it because it's a hefsek? Or is it because you show that you don't really like the wine? Is that a thing? Or no, how did the Balamar have it? Because it's like your zilzil b'kiddushayom, because you're showing it's like you taste it and then it's too late to make kiddush. Different ways to learn, right? So what we're up to today is the way that the Rif learns. Okay, the Rif learns, and the Rif, just start. The Rif is cryptic, very cryptic. It's almost impossible. In my mind, it's almost impossible to figure out what he's saying. But luckily, the Ron explains it. And even after Ron explains it, it's still not clear to me that that's what the Rif is saying, but whatever. At least the Ron is saying it. So, I'll tell you what the Rif says. So the Rif brings down the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Natal Yadav, one second. Yeah, I'm Rabban Amrav. This is the Rif on Chof Beis Manalath. So if you wash, you can't make kiddush. You're already forgetting what Rav's thing. He's still alive. There are many times you're in front of Rav. When he loved, when he's in the mood for bread, he'd make kiddush on bread. When he's in the mood for wine, he'd drink wine. Right? So therefore, what's the problem? So what does that have anything to do with it? So Gemara says, Alma b'chavivusa tal yamilsa, v'lav b'netila tal yamilsa. So you see that it's dependent upon his preference, his chavivos, not in the netila. Okay? So it's not clear what that means. What does that have anything to do with anything? So again, the case was that it's about to be Shabbos, Friday night, you're about to make Kiddush. My accident, instead of doing Kiddush, you made Hamotzi. Okay? So now the Rav's halacha is, if you said Hamotzi, you can no longer make Kiddush. Okay, it's too late. There's a problem. Again, different Rishonim, different ways to understand the problem. Now we're trying to figure out the Rif. But there's a problem. You can't make Kiddush. So then the Gemara says, you can't make Kiddush? What do you mean? But Rav himself, sometimes he would make Kiddush on bread. When he made Kiddush, when he was in the mood, he made Kiddush on bread. When he was in the mood, he made Kiddush on wine. So therefore what?
If he washed.
So, but the question is, how could you say if he washed, he can't make Kiddush anymore? But you see, Rav used to make Kiddush on bread. When he was hungry, he made Kiddush on bread. So the question is, okay, so what? What does that have anything to do with, that's assuming you want to make Kiddush on bread. Here it's talking about you're going to make Kiddush on wine, and now you end up washing, so presumably there's some sort of a problem. Again, it's not clear what the problem is, but the one clue, the Rif just quotes the Gemara, and then the Rif just says, Alma, what do you see from the fact that Rav made Kiddush on bread? That it's Lav be Alma be Chavivusa Talia Melsa. That it's dependent upon your Chavivos. For Lav be Netila Talia Melsa. And it's not dependent upon the Netila. Okay? So, what does he mean? Like, what, according to the Rif, what was the Gemara's Havimino? Why would you have a problem? And what's the conclusion? Because of Chavivos. It's just not clear how he's learning the steps. What was the problem altogether? And what's the solution? Okay? Is it a Hefsek problem? The Rashi and the Rashbam learn it's a Hefsek problem. Is that once you wash, now you have to eat bread right away, and you can't have Hefsek, it should be Hefsek. Is that the problem? So that's the problem. What's the Shabbos Pshat? So the Rif is not, I'll see, we'll read the Ron. The Ron explains the Rif. And then afterwards we'll see if we could put that back into the Rif. But I mean, that's all the Ron, that's all he just said, that's all the Rif says. Okay? Okay. So let's see. So let's see what the Rav says. The Ran says. Hello? Okay. So the Ran says like this. So the Ran's trying to interpret the Rav. So he says like this. So from the ref, it seems, this is what he's explaining. If you wash, you can't make kiddush. Why not? Since there's no washing for fruits or for wine. You weren't washing for the wine. So what then? So you revealed that you really want bread better, right? Why do you wash? It must be because you want bread. Okay, so what? But Rav Brona held, you're not allowed to make kiddush on pas. Okay, so again, so you revealed that you want pas, right? You revealed that you want pas. But the problem is that you're not allowed to make, you're really on pas and not wine. But you're not allowed to make kiddush on pas. Hilgach lo yikadesh klal. So you can't make kiddush at all. Shala pas, yevshar. The pas, you can't do it, because that's what he held. He held there's no kiddush on pas. V'yimikadesh achamra. And if you want to make kiddush on wine, nimsa mikadesh al she'enu chaviv. You're going to make kiddush on that which you don't really want. Hilgach lo yikadesh. So therefore you can't make kiddush al achir mikadshim al ayayin. But others could be Mekadesh for you. Okay? So, again, so what was the problem? So he's saying is that since you washed, you show that you really are in the mood for bread, not for wine. So he says, so what are you going to do? Then you're going to make Kiddush on wine? But you don't want wine. So you can't make Kiddush on wine, or you can make Kiddush on bread, but if Brona held, you can't make Kiddush on bread. So you're stuck. So you can't say Kiddush either way. So all you have to do is join up with someone else's Kiddush. You have to say with someone else's Kiddush who likes wine, who's in the mood for wine, and that would work. But you're stuck. You got yourself in a bind. That was the way the Rif is interpreting the Gemara, the problem. Once you wash, you indicate. It's almost like a psychological thing. It's like, why do you wash? Oh, it was a mistake. It was an innocent mistake. Oh, really? I know why you washed. Because you really want the bread. It's like we're psychologizing the guy, right? Because he'll just say, I don't know, I just made a mistake. I don't know, I wasn't paying attention. But he says, no. We're deducing that he really wants bread better. And that's why he washed. So he's not in the mood for wine. That's why. It was a slip. It wasn't just an innocent mistake. We know why. So now you're saying it's because of this interpretation of his psyche. You're saying is he doesn't want wine. So you can't make it on wine if you don't want it. And I want to make kiddush on bread, but Rav Brona can't make kiddush on bread. So then they want to do a signa, the lesa, the Rav kalim as a chaviv lirifta, mekadesh rifta. But he says it's not true, because you see Rav used to make kiddush on bread. The alma, right? You see Rav used to make kiddush on bread when he was in the mood for bread, he'd make kiddush on bread. So therefore, this guy, if you tell me that his slip indicates that he really wanted bread, then go ahead and let him make kiddush on bread. The alma, what do you see? Bechavivas talya melsa. That kiddush is dependent upon your chavivas. Whenever he, Rav, loved, was in the mood for chamra, mekadesh chamra. He made kiddush on chamra. Hilkach naktira, mekadeshina, rifta. So therefore we conclude that you could make kiddush on bread. Okay? You could make kiddush on bread. So that's what the Gemara is saying, the Rabbona's havamina was that you can't make kiddush on bread because that's what he held. You can't make kiddush on bread. And wine, you can't make kiddush on because you showed you don't want wine. So then the Gemara says, yeah, but wait a second, but Rav himself made kiddush on bread. So therefore, what's the problem? Just make kiddush on bread. And that's the way the Ran's interpreting. Alma, b'chavivusa talya milsa. Apparently the kiddush is totally on what you want. V'lav b'netila. And not in washing. Right? I mean, it's not clear how not in washing is the other side. But it's saying is the other side would be you can only make kiddush on yayin. Not washing, you know. So I don't know. It's an interesting way to learn. It's just not clear how the riff and those five whatever words are saying that. You know, so I don't see how it is, but I'm willing to go with the Ran. The Ran saying it's mashma. He doesn't seem very convinced about it. It seems like this is how he's mefarish. You know, he's not saying this is what he's saying. He's saying it seems to him this is what he's putting together. But so the whatever, either the Rif, the Ran, whatever it is. Umiyu, the Ran says interestingly, Umiyu akati nafik lamid Rav Brona, but you could deduce one halacha from Rav Brona. The natal yadav that if you wash lo yikadesh al pas, if you do wash, then you could only be mikadesh on pas. You can't go back and mikadesh on wine. The mi meremar mi hashma inan. Because you see from Ramer that, I think it's whatever, that once you wash, you indicate that you love bread. And that was never rejected. So he says, what was Rabbrona's original thing was, once you wash, you show that you don't want bread. You don't want wine. You don't want bread. So therefore, you can't make kiddush on wine. And the Rav Brona held, you can't make kiddush on bread, so you're stuck. So what is the Gemara saying? No, you could make kiddush on bread. But it never rejected Rav Brona's original point that once you show that you want bread, you can't make kiddush on wine. It just said, you don't have to go so far as to say you're not allowed to make kiddush because you have another option, make kiddush on bread. Fine. But it never rejected Rav Brona's original point. Get to your question in a second. Okay, so that's how he says. And that's how the Rambam also says, because the Rambam actually says once you wash, you can't make kiddush on bread. On wine, you have to make kiddush on bread. Okay, that's what he says. He says, and he's seen others who haven't explained it that way, which is true. There are a lot of different ways to explain this. As we saw, Rashi and Rashbam in one way. Palmer learns a different way. The Ravids learns a different way. The Riff is learning a different way. So there's a lot of different ways to learn. Okay, it's like a very brief Gemara.
Some people learn.
This is a Chiddush. Yeah, I mean, this is a Chiddush. This is the Ran's introducing now in the Riff a new idea which we haven't encountered yet. And no one else. I mean, they're claiming the Ran also learns this way, but it's a new idea which we have to explain. Is that when you wash, you're indicating that you don't want wine, and then you can't make kiddush on wine anymore. Right? Now, Mark's question is, but if, according to Rav Brona, kiddush on pas isn't an option, there's no such thing as kiddush on pas, that's what he held. So now, what are you saying? You're indicating that you want to make kiddush on pas, but there's no such thing as kiddush on pas. So whatever. So now, why make kiddush on wine? The whole thing is hard to understand altogether. Right? I mean, what's it showing? What's the halacha? Why can't you make kiddush on the wine in that case? And I guess it would be nice if we can understand what's the havamina. Apparently the havamina held that you can't make kiddush on pas. Right? You can't make kiddush on pas. You can only make kiddush on wine, but you can't make kiddush on wine either if you want the pas. And the maskana is saying no. You can make kiddush on pas. So if we could define what's the transition there between the Havamina and Maskana also. But I guess that's... Yeah, I'll show you the Rambam. Interesting in the Rambam. I mean, I think it's a good... It solves the problem to learn this way in the Rambam. The Ran's interpretation is very good. Because the Rambam said like this. He says, originally, he says in Chaf Tas, Vav, Medivrei Sof, Mekadesh Aliyayim. So the Medivrei Sof, Mekadesh is Kiddush Aliyayim. Then he says in Al-Khatas, and if you desire pas more than yayin, oh shiloha yelo yayin, or you don't have any wine, so then you have a right, if you desire bread more, or if you're hungry, or you don't have wine, then you have a right to make kiddush on bread. Okay? The implication is, it's only, he doesn't just say you can do whatever you want. He doesn't say you have two choices. He says if you desire bread more, or if you don't have wine, then you have a right to make kiddush on bread.
Right.
Okay, that's the way the Rambam says it. He doesn't just say, we learned this in Machlokas and Rashbam and Rashi, whether it's a free-for-all you get to choose, or it's only, no, kiddush is aliyayim. But your desire for the pas is, allows you to make the kiddush on pas, because that's more chashuv in so far as you desire it. But just stam, you say whatever, just time for no reason at all, you can't just make kiddush on pas. But then you have this case, Mishan Skavin Likadish Al Yayin, but Lila Shabbos. Because if you want to make Kiddush on wine, Veshachach Venatal Yadav Kodim Shikadish, and you forgot and you washed, Harizim Kadish Al Pas. So now you can make Kiddush on Pas, and you can't make Kiddush on wine because you already washed. So the problem is, yeah, but what gives you a right? Because it's not a case where you're hungry in the mood for bread. You know, the service. It's not like you don't have wine. You have wine. So why don't you have to make Kiddush on the wine? Right? So, but I think with the way the Ron is learning, it's very good. It's because it's not, that's the very reason. Because the washing indicates that that's you're in the mood for pas. So it's not just another case. That is one of his cases. If you desire pas more, so then you can make Kiddush on the pas. So that's what the Ron is learning in the Rif, and I put it in the Rambam also, is that the washing for the Seuda is indicative of your das, of your preference for the pas. And since you have a preference for the pas, oh, so then you have to make Kiddush on the pas. You can't make the Kiddush on the wine anymore. But the question is, what's the svar? What's the svar? Takana. Right? That's why I say, I can't make Kiddush on wine. That was a takana. There is a Kiddush on wine. I say, I can't use it. Because I don't like it. Yeah, okay, good. So let's get started. So Naftali Senga is that for starters, yayin is the most chashuv thing. Right? Yayin is like you make a toast on yayin. Right? In general, that's halacha, is that you use yayin. Yayin is chashivas. Like we said this before, that pas, every meal has pas. Poor men have pas, rich men have pas, is sustenance. Especially back then, every single meal had pas. Right? But yayin is chashivas. So that was what they set up. The Kiddush has to be al yayin, and that's the way you're machshev the Kiddush. And the idea is that Kiddush is a shevach about the yom. Shevach for God for giving us the yom. And you have to give show that this is not just slam words, but it's a chashev. And the way you express that this is like a dvarim chashuvim is by saying it over yayin. Right? Not pas. Pas is second place. Pas doesn't have the chashivas. But yayin is chashuv, but there is such a thing as a person who is hungry, right? And when you're hungry, you're not necessarily in the mood for wine, right? If you're really hungry, you want to just eat. Empty stomach, you're hungry, right? Yeah, so wine, you need a certain stomach for wine, and there's such a thing as you're really hungry, you're in the mood for bread, and the last thing you want to do is just drink a cup of wine, and maybe after you eat a little bit. But right now, you're hungry. And so far as you're hungry, what's chashuv to you right now is pas, and yayin's not chashuv. And basically, at that state of mind, the yayin is not what you want. You don't want the yayin. So it's like you're ready to make Kiddush on wine, but it's like almost like you can't control yourself and you accidentally wash. It's like you really are not... that's what he's learning. It's like a gilui das that the guy is so distant to. He's not interested in wine. He really wants to eat. He's hungry. He was starving. He wants to eat the bread. So now, to then make sense the whole idea of the yayin, it's not just gzeras hakasov, yayin, kiddush equals yayin. The idea is it's then of being machshev the kiddush. It's being machshev it. So now that's not being machshev it to use something. This is Rav Ron's halacha, is that to use something which you just indicated you don't want, you're not interested in, is, even though objectively it's chashuv, but you've subjectively indicated its lack of chashivas, at least right now. So now to use it, it's like you're forcing me to use something, to use it to do this thing. That's not machshav the Kiddush. The idea of the chashivas is that this is an important thing, I want to use wine, I'm going to take that which I value and cherish because it's so special and make my Kiddush on this. But if on the heels of a demonstration of the fact that I'm not interested in this thing, but I really rather bread right now, so he says that's not going to function to be master the Kiddush. So that's his Kiddush is, Ron's Kiddush in Rav Brona, is that the halacha of Yayin is because objectively it's defined as being master of the Kiddush. And I think, this is like what Naftali's asking, is why is it, it's not telling your das alone. If you're just like not in the mood for wine, objectively yayin is chashuv, and you make kiddush on yayin, that's expressing the chashivas of yayin, of kiddush. No one knows. It's not objective what's going on in your head. Personal thoughts in your head. Objectively, it's chashiv, and you're doing a maisa of expressing the chashivas by using wine. Whether you want it or you don't want it, it doesn't halachically register. It's just in your head. You have thoughts. You have a lot of thoughts in your head. But if that thought in your head reaches reality by you acting on it and washing, so it's like a gilei das that that's the case. Now it's not just in your head. So now you can't object. You can't say objectively this is an expression of the chashivas of the yayin, because in combination, netilas yadayim and then kiddush on yayin is an expression of the nakam chashivas of kiddush. It's saying, I'm using second place on kiddush, even though I don't want wine. I really am not in the mood for wine. It's the last thing I'm not interested in now. But I'm going to make kiddush on this bad thing right now. That's not chashivas. So he says is that if it's in your head, see, it's a problem because it's like an objective, you need an objective expression of the chashivas, and whatever's in your head is not objectified. But when you act on it, then it expresses your das. Once your das is expressed, now the shavach, now it won't function to be machshav the kiddush. Okay, so that's what the Gemara is saying, right? But then the Gemara says, wait a second, but Rav made kiddush on pas when he was in the mood, right? So now could we explain what was the logic of Rav Brona, who held that you could only make kiddush on yayin and you can't make kiddush on pas, and in this predicament you're stuck, versus the maskana that Rav actually held you could go both ways. So what's the shift here? Yeah, okay, good. So this is similar to Mark saying, is that this is the maskana and the maskana both agree with one thing. They both agree with one thing, is that you don't just say, look, yayin is chashav, that's what the chachazal set up, that's it, period, no questions asked. Okay? They both agree it's not so simple. They both agree that your personal, there is such a thing as a person who's not in the mood for wine, but is hungry, and your personal predilection for pas factors into the halacha. You can't ignore that. Okay, but how so? Is it pshat that, according to the Havamina, your personal preference could undermine the takana? Takana is yayin. That is the takana. That's it. You can't go away from takana. But takana is yayin v'toras chashivas. It's not just yayin because yayin. It's the yayin as the machshiv. They set up yayin because it's the most chashiv, and therefore they're saying is you be machshiv kiddush using yayin. Now, if you want pas better, it's simply not going to be machshiv kiddush, so you can't use yayin because it's not going to function in line of the takana. The takana was be machshiv your kiddush using yayin. So if you're using yayin in a second place, you just said I don't like yayin, and you use yayin, it's not going to work. But you can now use pas. Because that's not the takana. Takana was yayin. So it's true, the chashivas plays into the takana insofar as that's the character of the takana of yayin. It's not just yayin and close your eyes and use yayin. It's use yayin to be machsh of the kiddush. The chashivas is part of the takana. But you can't just now take up your own personal, object of chashivas and use that, because that's not the takana. The takana is yayin, the most chashiv thing. That's what they're saying. But the maskana is that no, the Rav held, it's not just, Rav's I guess the one who's holding that your personal preference matters, but it's not just that your preference will undermine the ayin, but the very takana of kiddush allows for a subjective personal chashivas. So it's true, like Mark said, good, is that they set up a default to the most chashiv thing objectively is ayin, and that's the default for kiddush. But the takana is be machshiv the kiddush. How? Objectively by yayin. But if you have a different, if you are in a mood for pas and that's chashiv for you, then the subjective chashivas is also sufficient. There's the definitely recognized, and the takana definitely recognizes the personal, the subjective chashivas. But is it just as like a ma'akiv of the shavach of the chashivas of yayin? Or do you say that the takana itself built in the recognition, the fact that there is an idea of a personal chashivas? and therefore the takana allows for use what it takes to be machshav kiddush. What does that mean? That means it depends. That's what Rav said. When he was hungry, he used bread. When he was thirsty, he used wine. But the essential takana is not yayin. The essential takana really is b'machshav the kiddush. Yayin is just the default of what's the vehicle of chashivas. Right? So according to Rav Brona, the takana was yayin. It's just that yayin b'toras chashivas. But it's still yayin. That was takana. The Rav is saying, the maskana is, no, the takana is not yayin. Takana is chashivas, which in general is yayin. But it's not intrinsically a din yayin. The takana is, use the davar chashiv. Davar chashiv has a default, but it also lends itself to being replaced by pas, insofar as the person's hungry. Right? Now, let's say I'll say, you kind of mentioned before, let's say I say I love celery. Can I use celery for it? Okay, good. Yeah, good. Yaakov says good. Is that... It's not just saying it's a free-for-all. Celery isn't chashiv. Saying is what Rav is recognizing is there is yayin has chashivas, objectively, but there's such a thing as a guy who's hungry. And since you're on the mode of being hungry, yayin's not chashiv anymore. When you're hungry, pas, the zan, pas is objectively the food which fills you up, which is a zan, that has the chashivas. Okay? So he's recognizing there's two states. There's the normal state of a person in which yayin is chashiv, and then there's a state of a person where he's hungry, and then the pas is chashiv. But it takes the personal state of being hungry to... Pas has the potential to be a davar chashiv insofar as the person only has that state. But celery, there's no state of a person being in the mood for celery. That just tam his own personal thing. That's not chashiv. Doesn't just mean any crazy thing you have is recognized as davar chashiv. It's just saying is that pas is a zan. So insofar as you're in a state where you're not in the mood for yayin, the state of hunger... makes yayin, knocks it out of the box, and it puts pas in its place. But it doesn't just mean chashivas is determined by its objective. It's saying you have to be machshav the thing. Machshav means the default is yayin, but it lends itself to the hunger knocking out yayin and putting in pas in its place. So that's what Pat Rav used to do. When he was hungry, he'd make it on pas. When he was thirsty, he'd make it on yayin. So that leaves us with one. So the maskana, though, he's saying is, even according to that, the maskana is a subjective thing. It is subjective, and it goes by, it does recognize the subjective, you could use pas. But if you wash, he still holds the maskana. By washing, you indicate that you want the pas, you don't want the iron, so then you can't use the iron. So that's the way the Ron's holding. That if you wash, you've got a problem. If you got to wash, you got a problem. You know? Yeah, I think what Yekis do is the minhag is they wash first and then they make kiddush and then they eat the pas. But so at first you'd say this goes against the Ron, right? Because the Ron's saying is once you wash, you got a problem, right? But it could be is like it's not going to be a problem because the problem is because it's a gilui das that you're hungry and you're not in the mood for the wine. So you're saying I don't want wine, right? But that's if you use your minhag to do it every single week. Then it's not really gilui das to that effect, right? And there's the cases where you normally make kiddush on wine. Now you're so hungry, you by accident wash. So the saying is, oh, I don't want wine. That's an expression of that. But if it just becomes your weekly minhag that you always do it, it's not really gilui das or anything like that at all. So now it doesn't lack in the chashivas of the ayin, the fact that you're going to make kiddush on yayin. Right? So it seems so. It seems it's not a problem. I mean, this is the Ron's Chiddush, though, is that your personal preference plays into the, your personal, like, your, so to speak, subtle revelation of your das through your accidental washing is halachically registers and will disallow yayin. I mean, that's the creative move of the Ron, which is, you know, he's claiming the Rif is saying. But that's a big Chiddush. I mean, it's not like you said, you don't think you took the wine and said, ugh, and spit it out and said, gross. Freud copied this. Yeah, Freud, it's true. It predates Freud. It's true, but that's what it is. I mean, it's because without an idea of Freudian type of a thing, you say, look, it was just an accident. I just washed. What do you mean? I just washed. And it was a mistake. I just, whatever. I don't know. I was in the kitchen and the sink was there and it reminded me of whatever. And well, why are you telling me that I don't want wine? I just accidentally washed. But you see, so the Ron's halachically interpreting it as a nafkamin al halacha, that indicates your das, that it's not just an accident, but the slip is indicative of your das. That we know you don't want it. And it's not going to be an expression of chashivas anymore. No, the Ron is holding. I don't know how we hold, but the Ron and the Rambam hold also. Once you wash, you can't do it. If you wash. Oh, you mean could you use paspid? Okay, I'm kind of just going through all the shitas. Okay, so for tomorrow I'd like to do is there's one more shita, which is the Ravid. The Ravid is on the bottom of the Balmar. So there's a little cryptic to figure out what he's saying. But I think I figured it out.